The South African Faith Communities Environment Institute, through the Open Wing Alliance, is planning a peaceful picket at the headquarters of Pick n Pay in Cape Town. They're asking Pick n Pay to make a commitment to ensure that all eggs on sale are 100% cage-free by 2030. The two organizations met with the retailer last week, and we speak to Wayne Duplessis. Wayne, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Yusuf, and to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
So, Wayne, what happened at the meeting with Pick n Pay management? Could they give a definite commitment on whether it will free the hens in all of the operations from battery cages?
Well, we last met with them on the 22nd, and we spoke to them about making the commitment to only go cage by 2030. And this is not the only engagement we've had over there. We've had many different engagements over the years, and many different organizations as well. So this was the last in a long list of meetings and negotiations with them. And up to now, they still have not made the commitment to procure cage-free eggs in the operation by 2030.
Perhaps we can just take a step back here and, you know, focus on the issue of the animals, the birds being in the cages and that.
Yes.
You know, why is this practice of such concern?
Well, battery cages, which is what we call the cages that these hens are basically kept in, and where they produce these eggs, are actually some of the cruelest confinement that animals face. You know, these hens live their entire lives in a cage the size of an A4 piece of paper, in really squalid conditions. They're tramping on feces, being tramped on by other hens as well. And what we really believe is that, you know, all animals, from a faith perspective, all animals are sentient beings. And while they do not eat eggs, we believe that these cruel practices and these cruel confinements should not be part of our makeup of how we do things. So that's the reasoning behind why no battery cages.
Yes, and it's not only in South Africa where you want the hens to be released from battery cages, but also across the continent.
Indeed, we are the Southern African Faith Community. So we are looking for Pick n Pay as part of our group and alliance that we work with on making the commitment to free the hens out of their cages through all of the operations in Southern Africa as well.
And what are the plans with regards to tomorrow's demonstration at Pick n Pay's headquarters in Kenilworth? What do you hope to achieve?
We hope to raise the issue with the general public, so make sure that the general public understand the issue. We also hope to raise the issue with some of Pick n Pay's internal staff as well, who might not know about this issue. And it is going to be a peaceful demonstration. We'll have a couple of placards, and we just want to, again, raise the issue and really make sure that this issue is on the forefront of not only the public, but especially Pick n Pay's mind.
So it's obviously not only Pick n Pay that is selling the battery-caged eggs. It's the other retailers also. So why in particular Pick n Pay, and what's the plan beyond Pick n Pay?
Well, the plan beyond Pick n Pay is we want to eventually have the entire movement of our retailers moving towards supplying cage-free eggs throughout the operations. Pick n Pay, is we've been talking with them for a long time, and they really take the sustainability seriously, which is why we feel that this should be the forefront of their mind. So that's why Pick n Pay, but the plan is for all retailers around South Africa and Southern Africa to make this pledge to go cage-free.
Certainly, Wayne. Thank you for the update.
Thank you.
That was Wayne Duplessis talking to us about the peaceful picket at the headquarters of Pick n Pay to demand a commitment to cage-free eggs.